Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Straight out of hell.
Watched a few movies over the last week or so, and a real bad one is called Atrocious or something like that. Atrocious, I don't know what it is, but it's...
Did I watch that one?
No, it's a found footage movie. I'm not sure if it's from what country it's from.
Oh, I remember you talking
the,
about
that. The dubbing, I mean, is really bad. I mean, I, you know...
Did it get good reviews?
No, I don't think so, but people talked about it, but either way, it just... As some people say, a nothing burger, which means I didn't know if anything happened in this movie that was worth watching. But
not even at the end?
No.
Okay, yeah, that is a...
And I watched Baskin again, which is this... I think it's Turkish, but it's like this...
How come I ain't watched that with you?
I don't know.
Because we usually watch all the crazy Turkish movies.
I think I watched it in the bedroom, maybe. Oh. I don't know. I can't remember. But either way, it's not as good as I thought it was. But it's basically these cops or something in Turkey get called somewhere, and it just is it's just hell, basically. I mean, it's you know, crazy at some points, but I'm not gonna say it's not interesting, and some people might like it. I don't hate it, but it was it took a while to get to where it was going, but you know, worth a watch. I think Severn or somebody put out a Blu-ray of it, and then I finally watched this movie off Shudder called Bliss.
Well, I didn't see that one,
and it's kind of
Steve must have watched all these in the bedroom.
No, it's kind of a vampire movie. But it's this real hyperactive, and the girl, the main late girl who's like an artist, and she's like doing drugs so she can have some inspiration to paint these ridiculous paintings. And
was she just like throwing paint on the
canvas? No, not. But she, I mean, she's just way over the top. She's not a likable person, really, and she goes out and she buys drugs and then you know, and then hooks up with an old friend, and then somehow I guess the old friend may have infected her or bite her and gave her the vampirism stuff. But anyway, she just keeps on doing crazy drugs and stuff like that. But you know, whatever, it is what it is. But
I think I remembered you talking.
She is kind of hot. To a degree, but the character is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, but if that's the character you're supposed to be rooting for in the movie, that and then they're unlikable, that just ruins anything that
could
possibly be good about the movie.
And I was reading something, and it kind of wanted me to watch. I've seen Lisa and the Devils, but I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen The House of Exorcism, which is the movie that they that Lisa and the Devils was the Bava movie, and the producer or somebody filmed these extra scenes to make it into an exorcism movie.
So this is Lisa and the Devils with extra stuff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think they cut some of the story out of Lisa and the Devils to make room for the exorcism, but it...
They didn't do like Boogeyman 2, did they?
No.
Good.
Well, I mean, this is the one movie that just added to it.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
No. Then while you were at work that one week, I watched Dr. Sleep, the director's cut, the 3-hour version.
That's right. Which, you don't want to give that stuff away, do you?
Honestly, there's some parts where I don't know what was added and what wasn't. Because, I mean, I think there was just some scenes that were... there might have been some few scenes added, but...
it was expanded.
Yeah. I mean, an extra 30 minutes or something. But, I mean, I liked it. I wish they'd... I haven't seen...
Did you like the director's cut better than the cut we saw at the movies?
It's hard to even say. I mean, honestly, I can't even say. Because I don't know... I can't recall what they added. After... When you make a 3-hour movie, sometimes... I wasn't familiar with it enough to pick out everything that was added. One thing I would suggest is on Amazon Prime, there's a movie called ICU with Helen Hunt, and it's a pretty cool little movie. Won't say anything more because I don't want anybody to go in knowing anything about the movie, at least for me. I think it would because it is a very interesting movie.
I've seen little blips where it's advertised.
Right. So I would suggest seeing that if you have Amazon Prime or finding it somewhere. And another one, I think Severin, I think, are releasing this is a Satan's Slave from Indonesia. It's kind of, they said it was their version of Phantasm, which I don't know about that.
I don't think it's.
But I watched it, and of course it's a VHS rip, and then if you watch the trailer, you can see the pristine transfer of the Blu-ray that's coming out. So, I don't know.
Really pristine?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty damn good. But I really don't know about the movie. I mean, it's okay. I remember watching it before.
I definitely didn't think it was similar to Phantasm. There might have been one scene, one little blip.
Yeah, I think there was something flying around, but it wasn't balls. It was something else. But I watched the new, slightly new Aja Argento movie, but it was filmed like 2 or 3 years ago.
Was it bad?
No, but I don't know what they did with it. But
did Aja look strung out on it?
No, not really, but...
Because she went from looking attractive and everything to looking like she was a meth addict or something. I don't know.
Well, she's into her fucking music bullshit now. She's a DJ. It's just dumbness. But anyway, it's in English, and it's a weird story. They inherit her. She got this husband who is such a douchey looking tubby dude. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, and he looks American. Or
has he got tattoos on?
No, he's just a fugly dad body guy. And they have a daughter or something. And it's like, what would she do with this guy? But anyway, they say her mother died, but she thinks the mother died when she was a young girl. But she just said they recently died, and she inherited this castle. So she goes
there. She's with a ugly guy in the movie.
Yes,
I thought you were talking about Aja. Really was with some.
No, she's mad at her father because he lied to her because he thought he would protect her, and then start some. weird stuff starts happening, but I can't remember now.
May remember pieces of this.
But I wouldn't suggest, you don't need to see this because it ain't got nothing interesting.
Even if you're a hardcore Dario Argento.
No, because you don't see any nudity. So it ain't worth
it. It would only be worth it if she got naked.
It ain't worth seeing all that. Then we Dana rented me this Adamson documentary.
Al Adamson. Which
was good. I like
that story's even been on crime shows.
Well, I mean, because he got murdered, but everything else.
I thought it was a really good documentary and interesting.
Yeah.
It's just I hate it that he got.
Yeah.
I mean that happened to him, and it was so stupid.
Right. Well,
the guy that done it was a dumbass.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, he trusted too many people.
Yeah.
If you're too trusting, you're going to get burned, and he got burned big
time.
That's
what Steve keeps telling me, but I hope nobody murders me.
And then Sling TV had a bunch of channels for preview, and it was and they had the new Child's Play movie, which I thought, what the hell, I'll watch it. And it's not great, but it's not a terrible,
okay, I don't think this is going to give anything away. For one thing, I was in and out seeing parts of it, but I was like, what in the hell is a kid that age? The kid looked 12 maybe, and that his parents or his mother or whatever had got him this doll.
Well, I mean, in the movie, he says he's too old for it.
Yeah, but then, like, aren't they playing with it, him and his friends?
Well, because it was, basically, there is no supernatural thing in this movie. It's basically about AI. And
yeah,
they're making these dolls or programming these dolls in, like, China or somewhere. And this guy gets pissed off at his boss, so he goes in and he has the chip, and he takes away all the safety parameters off of the... of the doll. So when it gets the doll, it basically starts learning, and it doesn't tell it not to do stuff, so it's like pulling knives on people, and then it escalates from there to a crazy finish.
And I mean, I'm not saying that in fact, I would rather a remake not be exactly like the original. So I see the kind of the direction they were trying to go with it. But I guess I'm just a hardcore original Child's Play because Brad Dourif made, no offense to Mark Hamill.
Dana.
But I'm a hardcore Brad Dourif plays Chucky. I like that whole thing with his Charles Lee Ray spirit getting in the doll and all that. To me, that's a better storyline than what they had in here.
I mean, I don't really give a crap. It's not, but it's definitely not a bad movie.
It's not horrible, but I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to pay to watch it or buy it. And then there was a point where I didn't have any idea what to watch, so I got one of my DVDs from Shout Factory, and it had a bunch of the Sword and Sandal movies, and I watched the original Deathstalker on it because it's got Barbie Benton and her big mounds of nipples.
Another movie, if you want to see Barbie Benton, is Hospital Massacre.
Yeah, but anyway, that movie was on when I had a big satellite dish. It was on all the time on like Showtime and stuff, and it was like, wow, titties.
Deathstalker, who directed that one?
I don't know. It was a Corman thing, I'm sure. But
well, what didn't Kosh Greeley do something?
He did Beastmaster. This is probably around 83. I think when Beastmaster or
Deathstalker got like women as slaves, or the women taking the men as slaves.
No, the women are slaves, and then the bad guy's got a real bad tattoo on the side of his head that I think almost they filmed it reverse angle.
Yeah,
and like one time the tattoo's on one side, the next time it's on another side. It's kind of interesting. But
so was Barbie Benton naked in it?
She got naked once or twice. Not all the way, but titties.
Well, she was naked in hospital, man.
Titties. And then I watched this Peruvian found footage movie that I had seen before called The Entity.
I thought I watched part of that one.
Yeah. You did. I mean, I didn't care for it a whole lot.
But I'm trying to remember. I can't remember a whole lot of those.
Well, it was okay, but, you know, nothing. If you're a found footage person, you might care to watch it, but, you know, supernatural ghosts and stuff, killer ghosts. Then I watched Five Women for the Killer. And I wish I could tell you what the hell it was about, but I cannot remember one single thing about it.
Was he going to sleep?
Probably. Oh, I remember a little.
Because sometimes Steve falls asleep in here.
I actually watched the end of it later, and I still forgot it. But I think it was pretty good, but it was a giallo, but I can't remember shit about it now. And then we were watching the cursed films off Shudder. And one of the better episodes, which I think there's like five episodes. And
can we talk about the worst one too after you finish?
Yeah. Well, one of the better ones, which was really informative, was about The Crow. And I've never known that Michael Berryman was supposed to be in it as some kind of like corpse cowboy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gunfighter.
That was interesting.
But then I watched The Crow for the first time in years, and it was I noticed a lot more because they had to piece together a lot of his performance. They actually had a stand-in who actually had a face mask.
And we like didn't Brandon they talk Lee. About that on the Curse
yeah.
films too?
So I noticed a lot more of what of footage they had to use and close-up shots and kind of far-away shots.
I don't know. I never was a big Crow fan. Nothing against Brandon Lee or anything, but I don't know. It was kind of sort of marketed as a horror film because I remember Fangoria having all these articles and stuff on it. But to me, it's not. I mean, it's not a horror.
It's a graphic superhero movie, kind of like. Not gothic.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But anyway, but there was like, you know, there's been like four movies and like this is the only real good one. The second one was, I don't know. I just thought it was a complete rehash. And then the third one was something that went straight to DVD with like Kirsten Dunst.
And it was a piece of crap?
It was like a direct, it was like
direct
a
direct to video.
I mean, it was supposed to be released the theaters, but it was just like a direct-to-video kind of quality movie. Then the fourth one was awesome because it was awesomely bad. It had Tara Reid in it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even sure. I think Edward Furlong is the Crow, so that
oh,
tells you
no.
how bad
God.
It's going to be. And this is when he was skinnier. He wasn't like fat, drugged out.
I don't know how you do drugs and become
a fatty, but...
If you do pot, you will.
Yeah, but he's not doing. He wasn't doing pot.
Well, I thought he cleaned up his eyes.
I hope so. I mean, if you, I mean, good Lord.
There are all kinds of things about Edward Furlong that he was dating a makeup artist or assistant on one of the movies he was working on, and she was much, much older than him, and that was a long time
ago.
Well,
he ended up with that, I mean, as far as the last time I heard, he was with that chick from Freddy vs. Jason, the main chick. He was with her.
God, I can't remember.
She was in that Night of the Demons remake, and they were in it together, and it's like...
Didn't he get in trouble for domestic abuse?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it was against her or not. Mm. But anyway...
I just wanted to talk real quick about the cursed films. I was very, very disappointed in the Omen one. Out of all of them, because even Steve will agree with me here, there was so much padding in there that had nothing to do with the Omen film. I don't even know why they bothered even doing one on the Omen.
Well, like someone else said, I mean, they had like exorcists, someone doing an exorcism, but these are 30-minute, 29-minute episodes, and there should be no filler in this. I mean...
You shouldn't have to have filler in it.
But anyway, yeah, that's pretty bad. The
Poltergeist one was good.
Poltergeist, and I've watched the Twilight Zone one, and they really didn't go on about being cursed. They were just...
A lot of bad things happen, unfortunately.
They were just talking about...
John Landis had to go in court and everything over that. It was...
I remember it when I was, you know, 13 or so, 14.
I don't think I heard about all that happening until much later. Because when did that movie come out?
83. I mean, this happened in 82. So, and then they didn't settle it to 88.
So, I didn't even know that, like, what's his face?
Vic Morrow.
Vic Morrow, who is Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad. Did you know that?
Not offhand, no.
Okay. Steve probably don't care either.
I mean,
that was an interesting thing I learned over the years, but... Yeah, I did not know for a long time that Vic Morrow and the kids.
Well, got the kids killed. they just got off the street. They were not legally supposed to be there at all. They were non-union. Everything was wrong with that. But I do
remember seeing John Landis in court, and he was crying because one thing, he probably thought he was going to go to prison.
Well. I mean, I don't know,
But I mean, I'm sure he was upset that an actor and some kids got killed, too.
And they showed it again, but, you know, just like, you don't even have to see it in slow motion to see the helicopter come down and just, like, obliterate those people.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just tell, and you could see the...
I doubt happening. There was anything left of any of them.
But anyway, I watched a movie that I'd seen at Walmart and stuff, which surprised me. It's called The Witch, The Subversion Part 1.
Saw it at Walmart?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something the family-friendly Walmart would have, but whatever.
But yeah, you think of it, it's a horror movie or something, but it's not. It's an action movie kind of... with a little sci-fi elements. I liked it. I know some people didn't like it because it's 2 hours, 2 hours and 2 minutes. I did fast forward a little bit because it does take a little bit of time to go, and there's some talking, and so I did go a little bit fast forward about 10 minutes or so, but when it does kick in, it really kicks in, and I really like it. This movie was made like 2018, so we haven't got part two yet. So, this is a Korean movie, which Korea, South Korea has made really some really cool action movies over the years. Like Suri was a real, really good one, and then
is it North Korea that wants to fight everybody?
No, yes,
okay.
And then Train to Busan, which is really good.
I actually like Train to Busan, but I got depressed watching it.
And the sequel is called Peninsula. It looks really good, too.
Really?
And so that's...
Maybe we'll need to watch that.
Yeah, that's coming out. But yeah, I'll probably watch. I have the Blu-ray, and I've not even opened... It's a steel book, which I got really...
Just a word of warning. If you're feeling depressed, don't watch Train to Busan while you're depressed.
But it's a really good, good zombie movie. Korean zombie, which you can watch some more shit on, like... Netflix has The Kingdom, which is a zombie series, but it's in like ancient Korea, so it meant, you know, like it's like Japan and stuff, feudal Japan, feudal.
Do you have to read subtitles?
Yes. The next one I watched was the Blu-ray of A Cannibal Apocalypse, which
yay.
I hadn't seen in years.
I did sit and watch that one.
I mean, when I watched it, I was like, I mean, it's okay, but it's... definitely not some top tier movie that you would. I mean, unless you really like it, I liked it enough to watch it again, but I'm not going to revisit it for quite a while because it's really got no oomph to it to me.
I liked it. I think it was, I guess, a little more tamed down than most cannibal or zombie or any, you know, infection type.
Yeah, it's not a crazy all out. Nightmare City bullshit.
No, where some people come off the airplane, start killing everybody. It's like,
I mean, it's just a very...
It's subtle. It's more subtle.
It's like it's half tank is full, and it's being conservative among how fast it goes.
But I liked it because it had the great John Saxon in, had Giovanni Lombardo Radice, who I interviewed, and if I remember right, when I interviewed him, I know I asked him about this movie, but he seemed like he liked that movie better, a lot better than some of the other movies he made. And he, you know, as everybody has heard, he actively hates Campbell Fairhawk, so.
Right. He doesn't like Umberto Lindsay.
No, I'd pretty much say he hates that guy. But.
Yeah, so I watched this crazy bad movie called Ninja Warriors, which now I can't, it's a, it was a Sybil Danning Adventures video.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that Sybil Danning was introducing.
Yeah, she was just doing hosting duties, and she did a few more, and I don't know, I may have one
and
or
Steve
more.
And Steve said this one was bad, because I asked him.
Oh, I mean, it's always, they know it's bad. They're not, like, putting these out because they're great. They're putting them out because they got them cheap, and then suddenly they can make fun of them, I guess. But, I mean, it's a bad ninja movie, which, you know, sometimes you want to see a bad kung fu movie or something, and there's plenty of bad ninja movies out there. The next I was in Walmart on one of our rare visits nowadays.
And they had, where you're only supposed to have one person in there, and me and Steve sneak in there.
Yeah,
I hope nobody's listening.
I don't think. But Matrix Reloaded. I really only care about the first two movies of Matrix. The third one is really, I could care less. I mean, I know how it ends, so I don't need to see it again, and it's not a very interesting movie to me. But the first one is the classic. The second one is just like more, it's got more stuff in it, and they were trying to do different things and more special effects and stuff like that. It's still pretty fun. And it looked amazing. Definitely had the audio going loud and then felt the
air because I was outside, working outside, and I could hear it. You know, boom, crash, you know.
Yeah, the subwoofer shoots out this cold air blast when there's some explosive.
I've been sitting pretty close to it before, and, you know. It always has done that. Steve's had this subwoofer for a long time.
I've had this subwoofer since 2002 for 18 years.
Well, we better not say anything. Yeah. It'll blow up, and then we'll
and
have
there's
to
there's place
that.
For another one. I mean, I'd like to get another subwoofer, so I have two. But anyway.
Golly, I think if we had two, it would pull everything off of our entertainment shell.
But anyway, I liked it. The 4K is pristine looking, really cool. I hadn't seen that in years either, because, I mean, usually revisit one, it's going to be the first one. A couple things I got in. I got Best Buy had a sale on the Steelbooks for, like, Disney.
Have you got all those in yet?
Yes. Disney and Marvel. I mean, like, $5 and $10. So I got, even though I'm not a super big fan, I wanted to revisit these, and I might as well get them while they're cheap, is Iron Man 2 and 3 Steelbooks on 4K. So, I mean, I got them, after all said and done, got them for like $20-something dollars, both together, shipped. So I was like, shit, I'll get that. And then I did buy the other Coffin Joe movie, the second one, This Night I Possess Your Corpse. Which, there's a third one, which is Awaken the Beast, but it's really not part of that trilogy of movies, which the trilogy ends with Embodiment of Evil, which came out years ago from Synapse.
It's weird, though, that you can only get them on DVDs.
Well, they said they couldn't really improve them quality-wise.
So it wouldn't do any good to remaster
right. And then after Coffin Joe died recently, I bought the first one on DVD for $12, and then they both immediately shot up to $20, and then I happened to check, and they went the second one went back down to $12, so I got it there.
In these COVID-19 times, it's just everything does, it goes up and down in prices, and you just got to be lucky enough to catch them when things are cheaper.
Right, and then I ordered a long time ago, I mean not that long, but I ordered the Beyond the Door Arrow release from Amazon.
Which I'm excitedly waiting to watch because I want to watch this movie.
Well, first I said, Amazon surely will not keep this up here if they're going to run out of copies. Well, after it came out, they kept on saying, we'll let you know when we're going to release it. So, pretty much,
Amazon's gotten pretty bad lately, and I don't know if it's the whole pandemic thing.
I don't know if they thought they were going to get more in, but I heard they weren't going to get in because it's limited to like 3,000. So, I went ahead and I found out that Diabolik said, we're going to get some more in. So, I ordered it through Diabolik, and they sold out pretty quickly.
I mean...
I got it, and I just watched the documentary about Italian Exorcist ripoffs, which I liked. And I got a new title that I... found that I actually have.
Yeah, Steve was like, what was that title? I said, run it back.
Obscene Desire. So I downloaded that. I said, I'm going to watch that. They didn't talk about Magna Leda, Niece of the Devil.
Is that one we watched that had all the nasty talk and the sexual stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. They never spoke of that. And I was like, wait, man, that's one of the best. I mean, I really kind of like
that
movie.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, why I like it. But it's like, no, they didn't even mention it. So maybe it's not Italian, but I thought it was.
I thought it was too.
But anyway, maybe it's Spanish. Maybe that's why they didn't. But because back in Spain and Italy kept on making these movies, and sometimes you don't know which is which unless you
co-production.
Yeah, unless you can recognize the actors, then you might not even know. But anyway, the documentary was pretty interesting. They talked to all of the living directors and had some audio for some of the ones that passed away. It was okay. I mean, it's kind of dry, but, you know.
Did Barbara Boucher talk on it?
No, she wasn't on it because she was never in one. And they had some of the actresses that were in the movies and stuff.
Well, why did they show Barbara Boucher?
They were talking about a movie. The director, he made a movie. I don't know how it related to the story. But anyway.
I'm having trouble understanding right now.
We are too.
A little later.
Okay.
One of our devices is talking, and
we're going to watch Beyond the Door Blu-ray, the international version, and then Joe Bob's coming back on, so we're going to watch some of that.
And I wanted to talk about Diabolik because Steve brought up Diabolik. I don't know if Steve would agree with me 100%, but I think they're pretty reliable for most stuff that you want to get. Would you agree with that, Steve?
Yes.
And what? My dogs are coming in and they're acting crazy. But anyway. And I think I already talked about the April Fool's Day Blu-ray I got in. And I did get the Stand, the complete miniseries on Blu-ray. But everybody's going to laugh when I tell this. But because of the conditions right now with the pandemic, it gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about watching it. Because I watched that Contagion movie, the first, like the beginning of it, and it freaked me out and I had to turn it off. So.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that really didn't happen is that they were raiding stores and like stealing shit. But we did run out, you know, the toilet paper and paper towels are gone and hand sanitizer, but there was no looting. I never heard of any looting.
One of the libraries in the Louisville Free Public Library system got broke into, I guess, Wednesday evening or early Thursday morning. They broke a big window out and, like, stowed some computer equipment and stuff. So.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Ah.
Boo.
A vision of horror rises out of a nightmare. A vortex of fear draws you down into hell. A shadow of evil opens the gates of madness. It has come. Eyeball and Suspiria together. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Eyeball will grab you. Suspiria won't let you go. Go.
Back, So, watched a few movies and got a couple movies and ordered some few movies.
Ernie wants to know where his movies are at.
In the mail. I got the Forgotten Jolly Volume 1 set from...
And tell everybody how much you spent on it.
$50. I think that much, considering their movies are usually $25 a piece.
And you got three of them. I think Steve got a $100 set, too.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I have a call.
I think it was vinegar syndrome. Was it vinegar syndrome?
Maybe.
They announced that they're releasing four Umberto Lenzi, Carol Baker Giallos, which one of them, which is my favorite, is a Orgasmo or Paranoid.
And they come with a shirt, t-shirt.
I did get the shirt because the set by itself was $78.
Yeah.
So I said, shit, I'll just pay another $12 and get a shirt.
So, and he got a pin, too.
Well, yeah, I bought an extra $3 and got a pin, so... But I did watch some of those Forgotten Jollies. I watched Trauma. The first two I watched were Spanish. I didn't watch the third one, but Trauma, this Charles Nelson Reilly-looking dude ends up
with
in
a comb-over.
He comes and spends, at this little inn or whatever it is, and then he had this lady, and then all additional people that come there are slashed with a straight razor. So it's kind of a...
I thought that one was pretty good.
It was decent. The second one...
Nothing happened for
him. Yeah, it was I think the killer is one of 13 or something like that. Lady invites all these people there, and then she tells them that one of them is responsible for her husband's death. And yeah, there is not a lot going on except, a bunch of talking for about, I'd say, the first almost hour. And then there's a couple killings within 2 minutes of each other. And
yeah.
It was all right. It was just more of a mystery, and I was able to figure it out.
I was able to figure the other one out.
Yeah, so. But that covers those. Watched a couple stuff. Watched some stuff off YouTube. Watched this kung fu movie called Kung Fu Executioner. It was decent. It's on YouTube. You can definitely find it. Speaking of that, I was Quentin Tarantino was on this podcast called Pure Cinema Podcast or something, and he was on there twice, but the second one was he talked about kung fu movies, and he talked a lot about the ones that were made in Taiwan for some reason. But I watched one, it was called The Cool, The Hot, and The Vicious, and it was okay. Wasn't bad, but it was kind of a strange, but it was decent. I liked it. Leads us to watching some stuff off Shudder. Watched this new zombie movie called Blood Quantum. It takes place in Canada, and they
Quebec or something.
Well, I mean, it's dealing with the native indigenous people, which we commonly refer to as Indians here, which they're not, but that's what they called them. Well, anyway, they're up there.
It had some pretty good practical effects in it. And I thought the zombies were pretty cool.
It was a decent watch. So, I mean, after that, I watched, trying to find something else to watch before I passed out. And I'll end up watching this one Hammer movie I hadn't seen called The Reptile. It's kind of one of the B-grade horror movies from Hammer, as far as I'm, it's not like a.
Was that the one that was all the screaming going on?
Maybe. No, I think that I was watching, but something else. But it was a decent watch. But I mean, it was one of those. Maybe it was like a second. It's definitely a second or third tier Hammer movie.
That one was like a possession movie. Yeah, that you were watching.
Watch Chasing the Devil, which is a found footage movie that I remember seeing before, but it'd been a long time since I watched it. It was all right.
Was you going to talk about the Vatican tapes?
Oh, yeah, I did watch that. see. I don't even remember hardly anything about the Vatican tapes.
I don't think you liked it. You thought it was going to be a found footage.
Yeah, because there's other stuff that says tapes. So, I mean, it was... But, yeah, it was all right.
I think this girl was in a mental hospital or something.
Initially. And then they took her out.
And then they were doing exorcisms on her.
Right. That's
some... All right, Steve
just... Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm just remembering that event in that movie. I was watching a movie. It was I was going through my movies, and it was from like 2014 or something. Or it's called Asmodeus. It was a Mexican movie. I liked it, but I mean, I was watching it way too late. I just passed out. But
yeah, after a while, you zone out when you're like that.
But yeah, it's a really good one. If no one's seen it, don't want to give anything away. One thing was kind of earlier this week. I checked Slick Deals all the time, and then they had this.
I never find anything
site that was selling some movies, some 4Ks and some steelbook 4Ks, and I got the Wonder Woman steelbook delivered for like, I don't know if it was $18 maybe or something like that, but I mean it was. And of course, you look on eBay, and they're like $50 or something like that. I was like, it's just amazing. Especially,
that's
and also
price gouging. So
yeah, but I mean, you'd figure they're out of, they're just there isn't anymore. That's why they're doing it. But you got to be, look around.
Well, Brandon ain't doing anymore. I was going to point something out to Steve that Brandon was doing.
I mean, just like the steel books I got for Iron Man 2 and 3, those were, I guess, Best Buy's just trying to get rid of all their stock, and then they putting those down to like $5 to $10, which is amazing because you could flip those steel books on eBay if you wanted to.
Why would you want to?
Well,
unless you had multiple ones.
That's what you would do. You'd buy a couple of them and then.
Are they limiting you to the amount that you can get?
I don't know. I just didn't buy any more. But it's still going through all this other nonsense. I have to wait till the end of June for the Lindsay Carol Baker Blu-ray.
I have to wait till the beginning of June for the 4K of Jaws, which I'm excited about.
Mm.
Bring on the Exorcist next.
Bring on the Exorcist. But, yeah, that's... I'm going to try to watch the Wonder Woman tomorrow, maybe.
You forgot to mention, the second episode of The Last Drive-In.
Well, I mean, I just went to bed. I didn't...
Well, when Steve found out they were going to show Maniac, the original Maniac, I knew he was going to come to bed.
I'm just not... I've just seen that movie too recent.
And when?
You got the new Blu-ray of it recently, and now they're coming out the steelbook, or 4K of it.
Yeah, I'll get the 4K.
I mean, it's just insane. But, anywho.
But the first movie was Maniac, and then they showed Heathers, which a lot of people were complaining about. But I don't see Heathers is on Shudder, so I don't know why they were complaining. But anyways. To me, that's more appropriate on there than those
appropriate.
Old ones. Dead or Alive movies or whatever, those Asian movies.
Well, we also just finished watching a movie from last year called The Lodge, and it's underneath the Hammer Move Productions banner, which really this one is a very, very long way from the other Hammer movies, but... I don't know. It's got one of those. I won't say anything about it other than
it's got freaky religious undertones.
Yeah. It's just, non-ending.
It's too long, for one thing.
Yeah, these movies should not be a little over 90
they
minutes
at the
most.
They probably could have cut off 20 or so minutes of it.
I don't know. They just want to dwell in it. They're trying to do the Hereditary
and
Midsummer
did say
vibe.
It was Hereditary light or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
They just sit there and dwell on certain things that.
But I could watch this movie better than Hereditary. Hereditary annoyed me so bad. I just wanted to kill everybody in that movie.
I like Hereditary a little
bit. They had the most bizarre family I have ever seen.
That little girl.
That wasn't in... That I don't think was intended to be bizarre.
It was.
If you're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know that family's batshit crazy. But, you know, I thought this was supposed to be, you know...
Well, one thing, it was...
Semi-normal.
They keep using that girl in a phone pole as a meme for this year. Like, they
really?
Show... They show her and they go, me, and then they show the phone pole and say 2020.
Do they show that stupid boy too?
No.
Crying all over.
He's in a new movie from that
A24. I thought you were going to say he was in a nut house.
A24 Productions, who makes those type of movies, it's called like the, is it called The Green Knight or something like that?
I don't ever want to see that guy in another movie ever.
Well, he's not playing a stupid kid with his mouth open.
Crying all home?
No. He's playing a knight. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, but that's supposed to be. But, I mean, obviously that was supposed to come out during the summer, which I don't think anything like that's coming out unless it comes out on VOD.
Can't say nothing now unless it's VOD that's new.
Well, I mean,
I said, the last movie we went to see at the theater was The Invisible Man.
Well, that came out on VOD pretty quickly to make more, try to get some money back.
Well, I think we were probably some of the last people that actually got to see a movie in the theater.
Probably.
Before all the shit hit the fan, so to speak.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, you can still order some stuff and get it in. I haven't really had that much delays.
Well, Steve told me that Amazon workers and stuff were going to go on strike. And stuff.
Well, I looked around. I couldn't find any evidence of them actually doing that.
I was like, well, we're going to be screwed.
Well, they were going to do Walmart, too. But, I mean, I didn't see any evidence on the news or online about it.
I mean, I support people going on strike when they need to. But, you know, unless... they got people to scab in. Nobody was going to get their stuff on time.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back another time. We got to watch 54 movies or something before we can come back.
54 movies?
Well, I mean, just got to watch a bunch of movies.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll be back later.
Ah.
Stay isolated or something.
Quarantined.
Yeah.